strange days indeed. Worldwide UFO Radio.
If you see a little note on walls and bridges, it says, I saw a UFO. And I was just finished doing walls and bridges. I'd mastered it or done the last tape of it. And I was really just relaxed and feeling good. And it was summer in New York and I had the window open. And lo and behold, there was this thing just hovering sort of 100 yards away. But I saw it so close, it wasn't in the sky or nothing, you know. And it was like I could have hit it with a brick if I'd thrown a stone at it. I couldn't see the colors because it was dusk. It was a good, clear summer night. You know, the sky was very clear. And round the bottom of it were just ordinary-looking electric light bulbs blinking off and on alternatively, like on a billboard or something. And on the top of it was a red light. And the thing I noticed was that there was no noise, and I could hear that freeway down below, all the cars going. So I realized, oh, it's not a helicopter, then it must be a balloon. But it was so close to the rooftop that it couldn't be a balloon. So all the rational things I went through, it's not a helicopter, a balloon. Not a balloon, it's too close to the roof, and it's maneuvering too well to be a balloon. So I just watched it, and it was there for about 5 or 10 minutes. It went off down the East River, and there it was, and that's all I've got to say about it.
Strange days, indeed.